Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in for Daily Editorial. Got another cross-country discussion with Jim McKinney. Jimmy is somewhere in the heartland of America right now, if I'm not mistaken. Jim, got a question for you. It looks like the lawsuit that Trump instigated against Clinton might be getting some legs. What's going on there?
Yeah, so he's filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton on the Russia collusion narrative and the false information that was passed through her campaign.
Right.
So, I think it's going to have an impact, even if it doesn't go forward all the way to some sort of a conviction or financial penalty to the Clinton campaign or the DNC, it will force discovery. And with discovery, they're going to have to release documents from the campaign
right.
on what happened. And I think that puts the Clinton campaign at significant risk.
Not only does it put the significant campaign significantly at risk, but I'm having trouble talking this morning, but I got to tell you, it also puts the Democratic Party's success in the 24 campaign at a major risk.
Yes, and of course, the other issue was the Manhattan DA had filed, had been investigating the Trump organization for basically fraudulent information on taxes and on valuations for some of his properties. And it turns
right.
out that he actually undervalued some of his assets. So the Manhattan DA had to drop the investigation indefinitely. And of course, some of the attorneys have already left because of it. So it seems like the tide may be slightly turning in transparency. Good thing for America.
Well, it's a good thing for America, in my opinion. I have to tell you, after spending a lot of time watching what was going on over in Europe at the conference, the NATO conference, every time I see Joe Biden on television, I realize he's not the guy. And every time that the name Kamala Harris comes up, I realize again that she's not the woman.
No, and I'll tell you, so he bumbled on major issues, on a couple of major issues. One of them was on the question about what would happen if chemical weapons were there. And his initial answer was, it depends on what level of chemical weapons.
Right.
Of course, that was, destroyed by, most policymakers as confusion. And of course, the White House has had to come out and clarify that we'll respond appropriately.
Right.
And then he's also made public comments saying that, hey, these requirements, these sanctions, that's going to cause food shortages everywhere, including America.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of Americans are like, what the heck are you doing? And then, of course, the latest is he's talking about the potential for U.S. military forces there after committing multiple times to say that he wasn't going to do that. And I said earlier on, I will continue to say it, when you put yourself in a bind by making those types of comments, one, you're emboldening the enemy, but two, you're also going to look really stupid if you have to do it. And, I pray that we don't. I pray that this thing will resolve and the Ukrainians will have done enough effectively to stop the Russians. But we don't know. This is a crazy event.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I said a long, long time ago that the Democrats are doing everything they possibly could to shoot themselves in the foot. And putting Joe Biden in as the president is basically the biggest mistake that they made, in my opinion, Jim. No question about that. So how do you think this thing in the U.S.? I mean, let's speculate a little bit. Let's forget about the Democrats. They're doing it to themselves, shooting themselves in the foot with dynamite. But let me ask you a question, Jimmy. How do you think this thing is going to play in Ukraine? I really think that, unfortunately, the leader of China, Vladimir Putin, I think he's really screwed up. Opinion?
Yeah, I think you meant the leader of Russia, but that's okay. I think he screwed. Again, from the beginning, I said he lost before he started.
Right.
He just had miscalculated, and I think that this. there's a lot of different issues that are beginning to come to fold. And the Chinese, you know, the pressure against international pressure against Putin is fairly strong.
Yep.
And they and because of that, the Chinese are actually having to be very careful in their support form.
Yep.
And of course, and one of the drivers of that is actual investment. And what there's some great reporting out there of a significant reduction since the Russian invasion in foreign investment in Chinese markets.
Yep.
A big, huge dip, which means people are very concerned about authoritarian governments and leaderships and taking actions and what the potential impact could be. That's a good thing for the world and hopefully will really undermine this whole globalism idea and this whole idea that somehow we can just work with you know, authoritarian leaders and you know, what some people would call is benevolent dictatorships.
Yep.
To do better for the country. That's not going to work. And
no.
I think that Justin Trudeau is figuring that out. I think that Jacinda in New Zealand and, of course, you know, Scott Morrison in Australia, as well as Joe Biden here, are all starting to see that people just don't want to be that controlled. And I think it's a good thing that people have to rethink how they their relationships with authoritarian governments and actually, you know, demand transparency.
Well, people obviously have to rethink the relationship between, you know, another country that has very much of an authoritarian government. I really don't think you have to do that so much with China. I think anybody with any level of intellectual sophistication knows exactly what we're dealing with the Chinese.
Yeah, the only problem is they know what they're dealing with, but they were able to make fortunes off of it.
Right.
And that's why they're willing to sacrifice their principles and sacrifice free speech while they give up technology companies would give up data to them to help them and trade off, you know, basically in order to make a ton of money, trade off their principles and actually their coding in order to allow the Chinese to take more control of their people while they're basically subsidizing authoritarian rule.
Yeah. I want to ask your opinion about something that you and I talked about last night, Jimmy, and that's Kenji Brown Jackson. You know, if common sense prevailed in this thing, her nomination would go nowhere. But I think she's probably going to get nominated. And the reason I'm saying that is because the level of political correctness, as came out this morning with the Oscars, for example, political correctness may very well destroy the Academy Awards. It's with all of the political correctness now involved with Academy Awards, not only are their audiences shrinking, but the level of sophistication, the level of importance of the Oscars has really, really diminished. It's going to be interesting to see what effect that plays on the total concept of political correctness.
Yeah, I think, you know, these people that live in these little bubbles of Hollywood and D.C., in L.A., New York, in their own little, you know, woke bubble, they're starting to actually see that people don't really care, that the vast majority of people aren't really interested in some listening to their arguments, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I think, you know, that people are, clearly the Oscars have dropped in numbers lately. In the last few years, people don't even listen to them anymore. They've become so political, it's ridiculous. And people just want to live their lives, and they don't want to hear this crap all day long. And, you know, I think we're getting to a point where the pushback is getting real.
Yeah.
And most Americans say, I've had enough of it. And unfortunately, the Democratic Party, for them, they've bought into it so strongly, and I think they can't back off because of this.
No, I don't think they can either.
Most.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think they can either. Jimmy, you got a lot of driving to do today. We've been going for about 9 or 10 minutes. Let's cut it here. If anything happens later on today, I will be out of town, but if anything happens, I will definitely call you when I get back tonight. Unfortunately, it's going to be late. It's going to be probably 6 or 7 o'clock this evening, Pacific time. But we'll try.
All right. Well, you take care. And, in Tennessee on my way to South Carolina.
There you go, Jimmy. How much longer do you have to go?
I got about 7 hours, but I'll make it home. And hey, well, just a shout out to a man named Matt Nicholson and another gentleman the other night in Kansas, farmers that stopped on the road and helped me out and stayed with me all night until we got the tire changed out. And what wonderful people out there in the middle of Midwest.
The heartland of America is America. Jimmy, God bless. Thank you so much.
Yep, take care.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be